if I had to guess, I'd say yes. Otherwise, I don't know if they would have made the trade for Ryan Tannehill. I called him when they made that move. I said, this is an insurance policy. Miami's paying a lot of money to get rid of him because they don't want him anymore. So you're getting him on the cheap. Didn't have to give up a lot to get him. And he's coming in, and you're telling him he's the backup. You're going with Marcus Mariota, who's in the final year of his contract, and you're going to see what you got. You have improved this roster. John Robinson, the GM, had improved this roster. He's drafted well. He signed Adam Humphries, which I thought was a pretty good pickup. And so you're putting pieces around him. Now it's time to do it. And when they got to Denver, it looked like it just wasn't working anymore. And so Mike Vrabel was like, I got to make a change. So he puts in Tannehill, and that was it for Marcus Mariota. And for whatever reason, it just started to work. And he got everybody on the same page. And I always said with Marcus Mariota, when he had the first read open, he was golden. He'd make that throw every time. But when he had to go through his progressions, that's when he would struggle. And the funny thing is, Tannehill holds onto the ball longer, but it just seems like he's finding open receivers going through his progressions better than Mariota did. And so, therefore, he's making it work. The offensive line has gotten better because they had their struggles. So there were some things that weren't all on Mariota or not all on Tannehill when he's made mistakes. But the offensive line has really started to click over the course of the past month to 6 weeks. And so that's been a big part of it. And as I mentioned, Derrick Henry has just gotten better and better as the year went on.
You basically answered the question on Humphries and his availability. He's good to go?
It appears like he's going to give it a go. He's been practicing, and so I think that's going to be one weapon that they're going to have back, which is going to be big. I mean, they haven't needed a lot through the air the last 2 weeks, 72 yards, 88 yards passing respectively, but I feel like against Kansas City, Ryan Tannehill is going to have to do a little bit more than 88 yards, so it'll be good to have an extra weapon.
What did they learn, the Titans, from the Week 10 game? They won it 35-32, but they also allowed almost 450 yards in the air. Positive, negatives from that game?
Well, the big positive was 188 yards by Derrick Henry. I think that if the Chiefs don't have Chris Jones, he's going to be able to do more of the same. They had him in that game, but I think that would be huge for them to be without him. Patrick Mahomes is good. He's going to put up yards. It's like last week. I mean, if you look at the stats from Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they put up the offense, but they put up the yards, I should say, but the Titans stopped them on fourth down. They were able to force turnovers. It's going to be more of the same. The defense is going to have to set the tone, and then the offense is going to have to do what they can to help put up points. So I think it's just kind of a combination of all of those things. But I really like what Dean Pease has done with the defense as of late, because I just think they're, as I said, tone setters. And that's really the formula. And I know that's easier said than done, but whatever they've been doing the last few weeks, it's worked.
Chase McCabe, the game in Nashville, helping us preview the Titans and the Chiefs. A couple of quick notes here. First, the Titans haven't attempted a field goal. Haven't attempted a field goal in four games. Is that just situations, or is Vrabel becoming anti-field goal?
No, I think it's the offense is just scoring. Yeah. And the offense is getting into the end zone. They haven't had to. And kicking has been such a nightmare for this team this year, because Ryan Succop, who's been the place kicker for a long time, was injured in training camp, and so he started the year on IR, and they went through a revolving door of kickers, and then they bring him off IR, and clearly he just wasn't right. He was terrible, 1-for-6, had a field goal blocked against Houston, and so they finally shut him down, and they bring in Greg Joseph, and they haven't had to use him. And so I kind of wonder if that's going to happen. I actually, last week when I made my prediction, I thought the Titans would win, but I thought it would be on a last-second field goal by Greg Joseph, and everybody would be, just nervous as heck, waiting for him to kick it. But they didn't have to go to him. But I kind of wonder if it'll happen again this week. But it's remarkable that they haven't had to attempt a field goal in quite some time.